From what I know, I don't want it. I'm not voting, so.
That's Autumn Rapson, a freshman at McLennan Community College. If Rapson doesn't head to the polls on November 6th, she won't be alone. According to a July Gallup poll, only 58% of young people between the ages of 18 and 29 definitely plan to vote in the upcoming presidential election. That's 20 points lower than the predicted national average of a 78% voter turnout rate. KWBU's Jordan Corona, who spoke with students at MCC and Baylor University about the election, found out why Rapson has decided not to vote.
So you said you're not voting this year, huh?
Right.
Why is that?
Well, I was excited to vote because I'm 18 and I got my voter's registration and everything, but I've heard that Mitt Romney said that he was going to try and take away, like, student aid. Like, that's the only way I'm going to school, so I'm not for that at all. And since he's the Republican Party and that's what I lean toward, so just him saying that. And then Obama, I mean, we're even in more debt just because, I mean, and people say because he was fixing, like, Bush's problems, blah, 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 but I don't believe that at all.
Like Rapson, a number of the students Corona spoke to weren't especially excited about either candidate. This lack of enthusiasm is something that Salvatore Lamastra, author of 2012 for 20-somethings, A Young Voter's Guide to the 2012 Elections, wants to change. I caught up with Lamastra, a 2010 graduate of Baylor, on the university's campus to get his take on why his peers don't seem quite as engaged as they did 4 years ago.
One thing you emphasize in the book is that 2012, in your opinion, is even more critical than 2008. And have you seen that reflected in responses you've gotten from other young people?
I have seen that, but I still don't see the enthusiasm there. So you have a lot of young people who know that we're at a tipping point, but they still don't think that their vote's going to matter when they cast it.
And what do you think accounts for that kind of or feeling that their vote doesn't matter or that, you know, this is a critical time, but they're still not that pushed to vote?
Yeah, it's a critical time when they realize that. They don't think their vote's going to count. They don't think that whoever they vote for, whether they vote for President Obama again or if they vote for Governor Romney, they don't believe that either one of them is going to go and fulfill the promises that they're making right now on the campaign trail.
While some young people may wonder if their vote actually makes a difference when it comes to policymaking, for others, it's the tone of the election that's been a turnoff. Malik Hampton, who studies psychology at MCC, says he's been paying less attention to the election due to the strong emphasis on negative campaigning.
I gotta say, I don't like the slander used in a lot of campaigns, and it seems like they're dodging a lot of important questions by shooting at other people's, at their personalities or what they've done instead of what they're going to do.
Kara Brockett, a junior at Baylor University, describes the choices for president as deciding between the lesser of two evils. But that's not going to keep her from voting, as she tells Corona.
I've had other interviews with people that are, I don't know, relatively lethargic, feel kind of left out. Do you think you can empathize with that? Or is that
lethargic?
Yeah.
No, I never feel lethargic about politics. They're very important. But I am a little bit frustrated that there's not a candidate who I particularly back, but I don't feel lethargic, no.
If, like Brockett, the total number of eligible young voters turned out at the polls, they would have a huge impact. According to the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement, 46 million young people could vote in this election. That's compared to 39 million seniors. But whereas that July Gallup poll found that a little under 60% of young people planned on voting, the same poll found that among the much sought-after senior vote, 85% were likely to cast a ballot. Lamastra, for one, thinks that young people will come to see voting as increasingly important by their 30s and 40s. But he hopes they'll see the value a lot sooner than that.
If there are young voters out there right now who think, you know, my vote doesn't count, there's no reason for me to go out in this election, what's sort of your pitch to them to encourage them to get out there and vote?
My pitch would be that, you know, I know the last 4 years and even the last 8 years before that have been a disappointment to young voters when it came to politicians delivering on promises, but you just have to trust in the system and believe that every 4 years and every 2 years is your chance to go out and make a difference and vote in someone you think will have a positive change on the country and a positive change for you. And you just have to go out and cast that ballot and hope for the best.
For KWBU, I'm Becky Fogle.